Random thought. Mm-hmm. If you fell in love with someone whose previous significant other died, and now y'all are happy, then out of nowhere, that significant other shows up. What do you do?
My first thought is you got to bust them in the brains, because that's how you kill zombies, right? Because they came back to life, is what I would be thinking. If this person was dead and all of a sudden now they're back, you got to bust them in the brains, man.
Oh my God. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, you know, like this one?
Yeah.
We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 22. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
And I know that question seemed to come out of nowhere, but I promise you it came from a great place, right? So you know how it is. You're on Netflix, and curses to you, Netflix, for creating the binge watch, because then you're stuck. And when you run out of stuff to watch, as you wait for something else to drop, as they now start telling you, coming Tuesday, coming Wednesday, mm-hmm. coming in 2 weeks. I said, well, let me take a look at what this Quantum Leap thing is. Never watched mm-hmm. the original series. I'm watching one. No, I never watched the first one. I'm watching this one, getting to season two, and it comes out, season two actually comes back 3 years later, right? And in that 3 years, the two main characters, one of them is thought to be dead. The other one mourned that death for 2 years, buried, had a funeral, said a eulogy, and then got into a relationship with somebody else. Then all of a sudden, guy shows back up and is like, yo, what happened? In that case, what would you do? And does it matter which side you're on first? If you're the guy returning.
You know, I think about the movie Castaway with Helen Hunt and Tom Hanks.
Yes. Right?
They were madly in love. Everything was great. His plane goes down and he's on an island for 2 or 3 years. They had a funeral and everything. She moved on. She's got married. She has a couple kids. And for them to get found and come back, which you got to figure for three or whatever time frame he was there, she's all he's thought about.
Right.
She already mourned him and was like, okay, I've moved on in my life. And so and I think they tried. Like, he went to, you know, try to go get her, but realized it just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that at that point, I would just have to say, hey, you know, she's moved on. I'm going to move on now too. My question would be is, where have you been all this time, though?
If you're the person that's been there, has moved on, you're like, where have you been? Now, okay, so interesting that you said that. If you're the person that's returning, you're like, I got to let them go, right? Just because they've already moved on. Because in your mind, you're still that 2-3 years ago, that's the person you remember. Well, that person has evolved. It's like going off to college and coming back. And the people in your hometown are still the same people doing the same things y'all were doing before, and you have evolved and you've gone on to something else, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So same kind of thing here. And I think that's an easy decision to say that now in this hypothetical situation. However, what if you are the new person in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you helped this person through mourning the death of this person that you knew they were in love with.
Yeah.
You helped them through that. You helped them come out of the darkness into the light. Y'all have built this beautiful life. And this joker got the nerve to show back up. What are you doing?
I mean, I get why he showed up, but I just don't think there's anything you could do in that situation. You can't try to – you want her to divorce him, and then you're going to be stepdad to these kids? That aren't yours.
No. If you're the new guy. So if you're the new guy.
Yeah.
So you're the one that's helped her out of all of this. You're the guy that's there. You're the new husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you allow her to try to figure out whether she wants to be with him? Do you tell him, hey, we good over here, bro? Here's a couple of dollars. Hope you're all right.
Well, do I don't think you. I don't think. I don't think I could say. Do I allow her to do that?
Good answer. That was a trick question.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I'm gonna say. I'm not. I forbid it.
Yeah. It's 1932. I forbid it.
Yeah, but I think it's something you have to be able to talk about, and you have to look at it through her lens to say, okay, I get why she wants to have a conversation and connect, and you just got to hope that what y'all built, since then is going to be enough to be over, because you got two people that the love of their life, they were together for, you know, X amount of time. She could imagine being with anyone else, and then unexpectedly you lose them.
Yeah.
And then eventually you mourn and you process and maybe you start to date someone else. Mm-hmm. But that one that was your love of your life came back.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard. I don't know.
It would be hard, especially because they're two completely different people now. So
yeah,
even for you who has moved on, you still think of that person as the person then.
Yeah.
When they disappeared, not the person who they are now, which is another tortured soul having been away for that long.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting the way, and this is probably why you shouldn't drink and watch shows, because all of a sudden your mind just starts going down these paths and you come to the podcast with these crazy ass questions and these crazy random thoughts. So I apologize that I took you down that path and took you back to the Tom Hanks movie. College football is kicking off this weekend, the most wonderful time of the year, because after that becomes NFL football. And, you know, I'm in heaven. It's going to be an amazing time as long as my Irish keep winning. But Friday night, Colorado kicks off their season. The post Shador, post Travis Hunter, post Shiloh era of the Colorado Buffaloes, but primetime is still there. Something people didn't think would still be there. And I saw this. A matter of fact, Ricky Smiley had this clip on. They were talking about it, and it came from Prime talking to his athletes, giving them some rules.
No slides. If I see you with, I'm going to send people to campus tomorrow. If I see you with slides on campus, it's going to be a problem. If I see you with a hoodie on in class or some headphones on in class, it's going to be a problem. If I see you sitting in the back of the classroom, it's going to be a problem. Do we understand that? And if you're online, if you have online classes and you don't have a shirt on, or you got a wife beater on, or you have some stupid on that causes a distraction, or you walk around during that online session, it's going to be a problem. We good with that, guys?
I love it. I love every bit of it. I mean, because I don't understand seeing how you see a lot of young athletes, especially like high school kid athletes, just walking around with their sagging, you know, basketball shorts, slides and socks, whatever. And they're walking around the mall. They're in the store. Like, it's just, I think the message that he's giving, because I know that there's a diverse group of students there, but there's a difference, I think, when you see a young white person, young white male in slides and hoodie and headphones compared to what some people might view a black male in slides, a hoodie and headphones. And so I think he's trying to help them understand that when you leave your house, regardless of how you grew up, you're representing your family, everything that makes you who you are. Present yourself in a way that's positive. Right. So I like it. I totally respect that.
No, I like it too. And I think the message resonates with them more so because it's coming from not just a coach, but a former athlete, not just a former athlete, but one of the best to ever do it. Right.
Right.
Who wasn't just he wasn't just part of the team. He was the team.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's not like he's saying something that is against anything that they do. They can't say, oh, well, the slides are comfortable, coach. You don't understand, man. These are so comfortable. My corns hurt. My bunions hurt. I need these in order to walk around. No, it's as simple as the fact, like, this is what you do, because he carried himself at a certain level as a player. The reason why Deion was good, not just because he was naturally talented, but because he studied film. Right.
Yeah.
And these are the things that he did. And parts of it, talking about dressing good and always making sure he was flashy. He did a lot of extra. He was extra.
Yeah.
But a lot of that went into this. And to that point, like, you don't sit in the back of the classroom. know, I think this is great. And if you're on online, I'm just even given all of that. Like the only thing I didn't hear him say is like, if you're in online class, make sure your camera's on, right? Because if it's one thing I despise is the meetings when everybody's got their cameras off.
Right.
So well, I do like this from
college
him.
College kids though. You don't see them in their dorm. You know that, I get it. But I also laugh to myself that Dion's the kind of guy that does press conference interviews with shades on, you know, indoors. So
is he a hypocrite?
But he's Dion. He could do those things. Those kids got to earn that status to be a Dion. Yeah. They're not there. I'm not saying he's a hypocrite. All I'm saying is the things that he's telling them to do. But also, he's earned the right to be who he is. Mm-hmm. These guys are still young bucks.
Yeah.
Little young Thundercats. They're not there yet.
And to be fair, considering where they're going to school, they may see the same things that we saw at UTSA, where people were going to class, you know, in flip-flops, or now there'll be slides, and boxers. And I'm like, I know they don't make them shorts like that. So these are boxers. What are you doing walking outside in your drawers, going to class? And nobody said anything. Yeah. Now, granted, they didn't look like you or me. Otherwise, something probably would have been said.
No, 100%. I mean, I remember in college, I'd see girls, you know, in their tennelly pajamas and a blanket.
Hey, I don't think when the Lord said, come as you are, he meant class.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't have got away with doing that, but that I saw those things. Mm-hmm. It happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, kudos to Coach Prime, man. You know, excited for him in this new season. Excited for him to be successful this season, be even bigger, better than he was last year. And I'm assuming that you're going to be doing the same thing that I am and watching some of those Browns games just to see if Shador gets in, huh?
Well, I am because they, you know, so far he's still on the roster. They let go of Huntley.
Of course.
So I'm curious, but watching him in that game Saturday, I'm just thinking to myself, see, this is what everybody's been talking about. How do you take a 20 something yard sack?
He
did that in college.
And that's the problem I had with him in college, right?
Yeah.
Because he would take, sometimes you have to know when to throw away the ball. I have that same issue with my quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Purdy will do that. They're like, hey, stop playing hero ball. Throw the ball away, live to fight another down, right? But I did see there was a conspiracy theory online, and it's X. So, I mean, of course, every other tweet is a conspiracy, right? Oh, four of the five people on the offensive line with Shador was in the game Saturday, just got cut. They set him up to fail. No, he was the third quarterback to play that day.
Right.
Most of the people on the field with him are not going to make the team. That's right. Just the nature of the team, nature of preseason football.
Yeah, no, it was, but I think this Saturday I'm more focused on Texas, Ohio State. Mm-hmm.
That's
what I want to see. Our Arch Manning era is upon us.
The last time we saw Texas, Ohio State kick off the season, and this is going to be in Ohio State. It's going to be in Columbus, right?
Yep.
Was Vince Young at quarterback, and it ended in the Rose Bowl against USC, national championship. Are you going to call a prediction now?
Nope. I don't do that. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I don't do that. I'm not saying this is our year. They're going all the way. I'm excited about Texas football, and I want to see what Arch Manning does. But I would definitely never say, yeah, they're going to go to the, I think they're looking at their schedule. They have the opportunity to do really well. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of players that went into the league. And so I just got to see who stepped up.
Right. No, it's going to be a good one, man. I'm excited. Can't wait. In the meantime, as I wait for that, I'll be on College Football 26 and Madden 26.
Yeah. I don't know what any of that is.
I know. Hey, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. I am Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.